I have a question. An excellent question. And just the kind of one I love to answer. How will my Santa punish this bad girl? I know that bad girl does not get what she wants. She does not hear what she wants to hear, and she does not get to feel what she wants to feel. A bad girl is one who's denied. A bad girl would wake up on Christmas morning, still dressed in the crotchless panties she wore when she sat on Santa's lap on Christmas Eve. His smell still on her pussy, his cum still inside her, dribbling out as she stirred in her sleep. And if that bad girl was me, and that Santa was you, the first thing you would do would be to beckon me to come over to you. But you wouldn't sit me on your lap. No. You would bend me over it. And without saying a word, you would run your hands over my soft, smooth cheeks. Maybe letting a finger trail down my crack. You'd lower your head and kiss my sweet, puckered anus and lick it to moisten it, and then apply a little oil so that it glistened for you. But then I would receive my punishments, the ones I deserve and crave. Three slaps. One to make sure I'm awake. A second to remind me who's in charge. And a third to prime me, prepare me for what was to come. You tell me very sternly that I'm not allowed to move, that I can't touch myself. Or you, not until you wish me Merry Christmas. There is to be no release, no joyous Christmas cries, no writhing in ecstasy, no screaming as I feel the wave flood through me. No laughing in glorious relief. Not till I hear you say those two magic words. Merry Christmas. Once I nodded that I understood, you would move me off your lap. My full ass would be throbbing and tingling from your hand, and you would sit me in my special naughty chair, that deep, comfortable one, the one where the arms are at just the right height for me. You move my legs apart very slowly and drape one leg over each of its arms. And as you did, you'd both hear the wetness. As my lips opened, I would look down at myself, and when I saw how my sweet labia was fully revealed to you, oh, how wonderful she was, how exposed she felt, and how much she needed her daddy's comfort, I would give a little sob of need. You would sense how much I longed for daddy's touch. And in a moment of generosity, you would breathe your love between my legs. Fuck. I'd feel the sweet warmth of your breath flowing over me. A slight breeze blowing across the surface. And you'd see my lips twitch with their need for you. And so you'd put a hand on my pussy and you would gently stroke her while your other hand, a good daddy's hand, would reach towards my bedside cabinet. You'd open the top drawer and take out a makeup brush. Fuck. You choose the softest one, the one with the silkiest hair, because that brush would be the best suited to fondle me, caress me. And you would move it languidly, lazily over my aching pussy. I'd feel it swaying from side to side, its smooth strands dancing across my lips. When you let it brush over my soft folds of skin, right where they cover my clit, I would feel the individual hairs tickle me. And the thought of how they would feel teasing that sweet, tender slip of skin underneath, the spot on my body that you love the most of all. Fuck. It would make me start weeping for you from every orifice. My ears would cry tears of desperation. My cunt would leak the drops of lust. My mouth would drool saliva to moisten your cock. And even my asshole would pucker up in anticipation, still wet from where you dropped oil on it. Ah, and kissed it. Oh, fuck. But you'd ignore me. I'd squirm in need of your touch, but you'd deny me. There would be no more touching, no more pleasure. Instead, you'd hold your cock in front of my mouth And you tell me to describe everything that I would do to it. Where I put it. Which of my lips I wanted it to slide over first. Because both sets would be so moist for you, Daddy. My soft pussy would slide down on you and my full mouth would warm you as I took you inside. Ah, fuck. So I would tell you how I would lick you, tease you, how my tongue would slide under your foreskin and circle that sweet, soft cockhead. How I would work the tip into your urethra, try to tease out the pre-cum, and how I would lap all the way up that big vein, one that pulsates so beautifully at the center of your shaft. Oh. My words would make your cock strain and twitch and stiffen. I would see you grow thicker and how you quivered for me. And I would try to move my lips towards it as I begged to moisten you, soothe you. My tongue would flicker in and out of my mouth. Ah, so desperate to lick your pungent, throbbing fullness. I would beg to tease you, taste you. Please, Daddy, I would say, let me make you feel good. But you would just look down at me. You wouldn't speak. But your eyes would say, not yet. You've been a bad girl. As I squirmed and writhed, driven crazy by my need, you'd hold your hard cock just out of my reach. But then you would do something that you know would make me sigh with delight. And even though I've been a bad girl, you would judge that I deserved a little of you. So, you'd place your cockhead under my nostrils, where I could smell your desire for me. Oh, you would rub it gently over my cheek and across my forehead, brushing over my eyelids. It would feel so smooth on my soft skin. And when I told you a particularly naughty thing I wanted to do to you, something that really pleased you, you would let a drop of pre-cum ooze out of your urethra and fall onto my face. Scrunch the skin cream that softens me. The liquid that slakes my thirst. Being a good daddy means you always bring me lovely Christmas presents. And you would have a special one for me, all ready for Christmas Day. A beautiful pearl necklace intended for one place and one purpose only. The place in my pussy. The purpose? To tease. You would take the necklace out from its case, an offering, a promise, and a denial. You would show it to me, then tell me to cross the room and lay out on the sofa. You would put my hands above my head and tell me, move, movement. And I would know that if I dared break your command, I would never know pleasure. Then, very deliberately and with great care, you would place the pearls so that they were perfectly positioned between my pussy lips. The coolness of the pearls calming the fiery surface of my skin. The slight roughness of the string scratching against me, rubbing along my center. And then you would watch. There'd be a smile on your lips as you saw me vainly trying to generate movement, also that I could create those beautiful frictions against my soft, shiny labia. And I would try to squeeze my pussy lips together, try to make them curl around and caress the moist, polished pearls. I would move my groin, hoping to make the string that holds the pearls together rub against me. I would whimper. Small cries of desperation would escape my throat as I tried to conceal just how much I needed your touch on me. And then, when you knew I was on the dangerous edge of desperation, your mercy would assert itself and you would devolve me. You would dip the makeup brush in oil, hold it up to the lights. I could see how the slipperiness made it glisten, and then bring down your arm and let the brush slide. Wet and slippery. All over that beautiful clitoris. Ah! The hairs would flick across her. Its softness would envelop her. And between the oil from the brush and the sticky stream dribbling from inside me, I would be wetter than I had ever been before. I would be so slippery. Just a mess of moans, tears, droplets of my desire, and feeling the hairs of the brush rubbing on my clit, and the pearls soaked in oil gliding against the sides of my lips. I would be brought to the edge of orgasm. That mix of pain and anticipation. That pause where all I want, all that consumes me, every cell crying out. to come, to let out all that frustration, satiate all that need to climax exquisitely, exquisitely, savagely, more fully than ever before, drained of all reason, and knowing only the supreme warmth, the caress of that sweet afterglow. But I've been bad. He wouldn't let me have any of those things. No release, no glorious cry, no exquisite shudder, no joy, no coming, no. Not unless you saw tears of frustration, heard moans of desperation, and you were convinced that if I didn't come, I might die. It would be as simple as that. If you were sure that denying my release would mean that the rational me ceased to exist, that I'd be condemned to spend eternity in that exquisitely painful moment, the one where I know that in one microsecond, and with the slightest of touches, I'll come. But I never do. If you felt that I was at that awful point, then maybe just you'd wish me very clearly Merry Christmas, and you'd fuck every orifice that had ever wept slippery drops of desire for you. You'd slide into every opening that had ever appeared for you, ever beckoned for you, quivered for you, puckered up seductively for you. And as each stroke slammed into me, hard, strong, deliberate, full of intent, as I felt your thickness stretch me out, your breath warm my body, oh, your hands roam over me, squeeze my breasts, knead my ass as I presented it to you, and make it sting with sweet dominations. Fuck. I would feel my orgasm build. I would cry. I would mourn. I would tell you that you were the best daddy. That all I wanted to do was please you. And as you turned me over, so my sweet ass raised itself to you. And I felt your cock quiver inside me. You thrust deeper than I'd ever felt you go up before. And you'd pull my hair back, holding my hunches up, making the sweetest tangle ever for the most delicious penetration. I would feel that release of yours throbbing inside you, and I would thrust my haunches back on you, my cunt straining to squeeze squeeze you as we fuck. Our strokes in such sweet harmony. And finally, I would feel the warmth spreading, the wave growing, the flood bursting. Coming, and as I did, I would cry out to you, thank you, Daddy, for giving your bad girl her best Christmas ever.